This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan. O one who sleeps, stand up and declare the oneness of Allah, the oneness of Allah. Welcome, O Ramadan, you are honored, O month of the Quran, it is Ramadan.
Assalamu alaikum and a very warm welcome to the philosophy of fasting. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, all praise is due to Allah. Peace and blessings be upon Muhammad, his last prophet and messenger. Today we have joining us in the studio Dr. Hatem Al-Aldad. Assalamu alaikum, Doctor.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thanks for joining us in the studio today. Well, Dr. Hatem, we're talking about the philosophy of fasting. We've talked previously about the scientific facts, Hijra facts, everything. Today, we're looking on the nature of fasting. So, Doctor, I want to take this opportunity to ask your opinion and, you know, your thoughts about the nature of fasting. Where do we start? What is the pinpoint of nature?
Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulullah. The nature of fasting is a little bit different from many other ibadat, many other acts of worship.
Right.
You know, it is. You can say that it is a passive act rather than an active act.
Okay.
In Salah, we do some physical activities.
Okay.
In Zakah, we do some financial activities. Mm-hmm. In Hajj, we do both, physical activities and financial activities.
Right.
But in fasting, what do we do? We do nothing. Mm-hmm. We passively abstain from food, drink, and sexual relationship.
Okay.
That's why the definition of fasting is to abstain from food, drink, and sexual activities from dawn, fajr, to maghrib, sunset.
Right.
During the month of Ramadan. This is the definition of fasting, to abstain from food, drink, and sexual relationship from dawn, fajr, to maghrib, sunset, during the day of Ramadan. This is, or during the day of Ramadan, if it is fasting Ramadan, but fasting in general from fajr to maghrib at any time,
of course.
At any, date.
Dr. Hatem, I just want to pick up on that point. Is there not a health risk to fasting? Do the doctors say, okay, you should not fast? Why should we fast then?
Okay, we will. This is a good point. We will discuss it, inshallah, in a moment. But
inshallah,
just before that, again, the nature of fasting. You can see that the nature of fasting is a little bit different from other ibadat. Mm. Why is this? Mm. Sharia is a very miraculous system.
Definitely.
It is a system that Allah Jalla wa'ala sent. It is the deen of Allah Jalla wa'ala. Mm-hmm. And Allah Jalla wa'ala, He is the creator, the only creator. And as He is the only creator, He is the best one or the right one to legislate.
Of course.
To tell us what is right, what is wrong. Mm-hmm. And to tell us what we need to do and what we don't need to do. Allah Jalla wa'ala says in the Quran, Ala lahul khalqu wal amr. This ayah is a very profound ayah. Allah Jalla wa'ala summarizes the reality of what is happening. He said He is the creator, Ala lahul khalq. Khalq, creation, belongs to Him.
Definitely.
And then Allah Jalla wa'ala says, commandment belongs to Him, or control. Amr can refer to both commandments as well as control of everything. So if Allah Jalla wa'ala is the creator, He is the controller, and He, Jalla wa'ala, is the only legislator. So if that is the case, then we should realize that fasting is of benefit for all of us. This is one thing. The other thing is, Because Allah Jalla wa'ala is the one who legislated fasting and who commands us to fast, Allah Jalla wa'ala knew that fasting will appeal to some people.
Okay.
And the way the main pillars of Islam are established makes Islam appeal to every single one in the whole world.
Of course. So, very good point, Doctor, because people say Islam is just for, you know, Arabs or Pakistani people. That's a great point that I want to verify. Islam is for the world, not just for a certain race.
Exactly.
Yes.
And Islam is also for the young, the old, female, male.
Yes.
The one who likes activities, the one who does not like activities. The one who likes to be a generous person and the one who is not a generous person. The one who is mentally active or smart and the one who is not smart. For everything. Look, the door for Islam is what? The testimony.
Exactly.
To establish that there is no God to be worshipped except Allah Jalla wa Ala, and Muhammad is the final messenger. This is the door to Islam.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, there is the salah, the second most important pillar. The second most important pillar is activities.
Of course.
So, for example, in the beginning, maybe a person might not like to pray. Might. I'm not saying he will. Might not to pray. Then he will go and he will see that there is another financial activity. So he might like to what? To start contributing by donation.
Okay.
So once he starts doing this and believing that he wants the pleasure of Allah Jalla wa'ala, Allah might guide him to the rest of the pillars. Allah might help him to establish the rest of the pillars through zakah.
Definitely. I definitely agree with you there, Doctor.
And Siyam is totally different. And that's why even Abu al-Hasan al-Nadwi mentioned in his book, the four terms mentioned in the Quran, al-mustalahat al-arba'a fi al-Quran, which is salah, fasting, zakah, and hajj. He said that you will find many people do not pray, but yet they fast. Because fasting is of a unique nature, is different, so it appeals to them. And it comes once a year, so it is likely that people like a change in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
So look at this wisdom. And subhanAllah, Ramadan becomes a source of guidance for many people. When they start fasting, then they will be attracted to salah.
Of course.
And once they are attracted to salah, they will do other things.
That's excellent.
I remember, if you may allow me,
I
remember here, this channel, Al-Huda, a TV, there was a brother who used to work for this channel a few years back. And one time we were coming back home, finished work.
Okay.
And he was with us. And it was, I think, either Monday or Thursday.
Right.
And the sun is about to set. Maghrib time was about to be. And I noticed that he was looking for something. Then I said to him, are you fasting? Then he said, yes, I'm fasting. Although it was difficult, little bit hot, etc. So I said to him, you don't look that religious person. He said, yes, I'm not that religious person. But I heard one sheikh one time, one scholar, giving da'wah. And he said to us, he said to the people, don't close all doors between you and Allah. So if you are not a religious person, if you do not practice Islam, try to start practicing Islam through an activity that you like. So for example, some people in the beginning, if they are not practicing, they might not like salah. But they will find it easy to fast. Or some people find it easy to go for hajj.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Doctor, you know, you're touching my heart here by saying these crucial points, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us every single day, and in the Quran he says, I am the most merciful, turn upon to me. I am the only there's no word to describe only Allah.
Yes.
And, you know,
flee to me.
Exactly. The tears are coming into my eyes and I have to refrain them, Doctor, by saying, you're reminding me, and hopefully the viewers at home, by the wisdom of definitely fasting. If you are not close to Allah, find a way. He will bring you back to Him.
Exactly. Yes. And the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, Allah Himself is saying, the one who comes to me walking, I will come to him. What? By running.
Yes.
It means just come. Just do something. And من تقرب إلي شبرا تقربت إليه ذراعا. The one who comes to me as close as this, a hand span, I will come to him with a distance of bigger than that.
Yes.
So Allah is telling us, just come, and you will see that my doors are open for you.
Definitely.
So, and that's why I would like to appeal to my brothers and sisters here, that my dear respected brothers and sisters, as this Sheikh said to this brother, don't close all doors between you and Allah.
For sure.
Don't be an evil person. Because there is no pure evil person. Every single of us has some elements of evil and some elements of goodness.
Of course.
So use those elements of goodness in order to come to Allah Jalla wa Ala. You don't know how Allah will give you hidayah,
exactly.
Guidance. So maybe by fasting, as this brother, he said that he started to fast. And subhanAllah, he found it easy and he found it very spiritual.
Yes.
And his iman increases.
Alhamdulillah.
So he started to what? To fast Mondays and Thursdays, subhanAllah.
Yes.
And he's a young person. Some people say, oh, fasting is so difficult. Wallahi, he was a young person.
MashaAllah.
And if you look at him, you will see that he's not an Islamic person.
Yes.
And then he said, after some time, I started to pray and I'm planning to go Hajj. And I started to be a better person.
Alhamdulillah.
Through what? Through fasting.
MashaAllah. Well, we're running out of time there, Doctor. I just want to ask you, before we take a short break, what is the main wisdom, the main point of fasting?
The main wisdom of fasting is, again, as we said, to bring people to Tawheed. To bring people to the oneness of Allah Jalla wa'ala.
SubhanAllah. Thanks so much for that, Doctor. That's all we have time for right now. We're just going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. You are honored, O month of the Quran.
Assalamu alaikum. A very warm welcome back to the Philosophy of Fasting. In the studio, we have Dr. Hatham Al-Dad joining us today in the studio. Assalamu alaikum, Doctor.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thanks for joining us.
Jazakallah khair.
Before the break, we were talking about the nature of fasting and the wisdom of fasting. So, Doctor, I want to pick up on the point now of the virtues of fasting. What is the main point, the virtue of fasting?
Okay, bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. See, as we are talking about the month of Ramadan,
yes.
And as we are in the month of Ramadan now, it is good to differentiate between two things.
Okay.
That there are virtues for Ramadan as a month. Mm-hmm. And there are virtues of fasting in general.
Okay.
So we might fast outside Ramadan. Mm-hmm. Fasting is not taking place in Ramadan only. It might take place outside Ramadan. So
right.
Let us speak about the virtues of fasting in general first.
Okay.
First of all, you know, fasting is, generally speaking, if it is the fasting of Ramadan, it is one of the pillars of Al-Islam.
Yes.
And fasting, generally speaking, is an action that Allah Jalla wa Ala left for himself, and Allah Jalla wa Ala did not give a specific reward for it in order for Allah Jalla wa Ala to give a reward in abundance for it at the day of resurrection. In a very profound hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam said that Allah said, okay, it is not the Prophet ﷺ narrating what Allah told him to narrate. This is called Hadith Qudsi. Allah Jalla wa Ala told him, tell people this. So he is repeating what Allah Jalla wa Ala told him.
Of course.
And this, the Hadith Qudsi, means that there should be more attention to this hadith because this is the statement of Allah Jalla wa Ala.
Okay.
So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah said, all actions of the son of Adam belong to him. Kullu amal ibn Adam lahu.
Right.
All actions of the son of Adam belong to him. Except for fasting. It belongs to me. This scholar said, what does it mean it belongs to me? You remember in the before break, we spoke about the nature of fasting, that it is abstention rather than an action. And they said that because it is an abstention, it might not be visible to everyone.
Right.
Because when you pray, people see you.
Yes.
And it is a physical activity. But when you are fasting, if you don't tell anyone, or if no one offers you anything, or especially outside Ramadan,
of course,
you will be fasting and no one will know about you.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, it is between you and Allah.
So Dr. Hatham, I just must pick up on that point. It's not compulsory to fast outside Ramadan. You're saying compulsory Ramadan, obviously, is the pillar of Islam, as we know.
Yes.
However, if you'd like to fast maybe the 13th, 14th and 15th of the calendar, the Arabic calendar, or maybe Mondays and Thursdays, this is for you and Allah.
Yes. These are voluntarily fastings. Mm. So these have the same virtues that we are talking about it.
Yes.
Other than the virtues of fasting in Ramadan.
Mm-hmm.
We will come to, inshallah,
definitely.
We will talk about the virtues of fasting in Ramadan in particular.
Exactly.
And the virtues of Ramadan itself as a month.
The whole month.
Yeah. Mm. So fasting in general, outside the Ramadan or inside Ramadan, is a very virtuous act. Mm. And this is what Allah Jalla wa Ala said, that fasting belongs to him.
Subhanallah.
And then Allah Jalla wa Ala said, and I will reward for it. Mm-hmm. Allah Jalla wa Ala did not tell us about any specific reward for fasting. Allah Jalla wa Ala told us about that fasting belongs to him and he will reward for it. How much? You know, in the other hadith, and this hadith, by the way, is in Al-Bukhari wa Muslim, the two main books of hadith.
Uh-huh.
In one narration, which was recorded by Muslim, Allah Jalla wa Ala said, Al-Hasana will be rewarded by 10 times and it will be rewarded by 700 times.
I see.
Al-Hasanatu bi'ashri amthaliha ila 700 da'f. So Allah may reward for one single hasana 700 times. But Allah Jalla wa Ala said that fasting belongs to him. And he gave us this, that the hasana will be rewarded one time by 10 times, one time by 700 times. And Allah Jalla wa Ala did not say anything about fasting, which means, as many scholars said, that the hasana might be multiplied more than that.
Yes.
The hasana, the good deed of fasting, might be rewarded more than 700 times.
MashaAllah. Doctor, a very quick question I'd like to ask. Is fasting the only act of worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't tell us what we would be rewarded?
There are some very few acts that Allah Jalla wa Ala kept for them.
Yes.
And some scholars said that no, it is only fasting that Allah Jalla wa Ala kept for him.
Right.
Because the hadith said each action of the son of Adam belongs to him except for fasting. So whether this or that, definitely fasting is one of the very virtuous acts. And that's why Allah Jalla wa Ala says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. The sabirun, the people who have sabr, patience, they will have their rewards in abundance. And they will be given their rewards in abundance without even limit. So many scholars said that the sabirun here, the people who have patience here, refers to who? Refers to the people who used to fast in the dunya.
SubhanAllah.
So Allah Jalla wa Ala says in the hadith that each action of the son of Adam belongs to me except for fasting, and I will multiply the hasana for 10 times, for 700 times. And then Allah Jalla wa Ala says that the person will leave his desire for me. He will leave his sexual desire for me. He will leave food and drink for me. So obviously, leaving the desires for Allah Jalla wa Ala is something that Allah Jalla wa Ala likes. And here, if I would like, I don't know how much time we have, but...
Yes, no, you're fine.
You remember when we had the discussion about the aims and objectives of Sharia or the philosophy of Sharia?
Of course, yes.
And we said that it is to glorify Allah Jalla wa Ala.
Yes.
See, why Allah Jalla wa Ala likes people to be tired and suffer a little bit by fasting?
You're so right. When you're mentioning this, I just want to give you a personal experience from my own fasting. When I reverted to Islam, my very first Ramadan, I sat there fasting. And I think, why does Allah want me to fast? Why am I suffering? I'm thirsty, I'm hungry. Surely the scholars are just telling me Allah is the all-forgiving. But believe me, obviously we could talk about this later in a different series, believe me, by the time that Eid came, I definitely knew 100% the benefits of fasting. I was the first day I was like, why can I not drink?
Yes.
Why is Allah telling me not to drink? He has benefited me in this life by giving me Islam right now. Mm-hmm. So why have I got to torture myself?
Yes.
People think it's torturing.
Yes.
If I'm talking to my non-Muslim family and I try to explain, look, we have to fast. Oh, surely Allah is making you fast. This is wrong. You should not suffer. But they don't know the sweet reward of the benefits of
it. Exactly, because, again, as we said, they always look at the dunya,
yes,
at this life. They don't look at the unseen.
Yes.
The unseen of two sides, the akhirah, life after death, and also the consequences and benefits of fasting, even in this life.
Of course.
Now, see, Allah Jalla wa Ala will not benefit from our fasting.
Yes.
So why did He make us or compel us to fast? Because Allah likes to test us. So once we pass the test, we will go to Jannah and we will never suffer at all.
Inshallah.
It will be continuous pleasure and leisure, happiness, tranquility, peace.
Inshallah. Well, Doctor, we're running out of time right now. So let's just clear the facts up of the virtues of fasting. Obviously, we can take the virtue of fasting in Ramadan to another series. However, I'd like to clear up the virtues of fasting is to, again, remember Allah and to make sure that we're aware of the benefits. Allah hasn't told us the benefit. Only Allah knows best. And He will give us, inshallah, the benefits of our fasting, inshallah.
Inshallah. However, there are some ahadith, other prophetic traditions, in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about some other virtues of fasting.
Of course.
If I have time, I don't know how much time do we have.
Well, we pushed on time, Doctor. Maybe we can pick up on that on the next show.
Inshallah.
Thanks for joining us in the studio today.
Jazakallah khair. Barakallah khair.
Well, thanks for joining us at home. Until next time, I'll leave you in the safe care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran.